It's a post-holiday Two Bell Tuesday. Awesome. Fantastic Memorial Day weekend. A great Indy 500. We've got OTAs. The last round of OTAs coming up for the Indianapolis Colts. What four things do we want to see out of the Colts this week? There was a rumored deal that it was just proposed by media. This is what media does. Saying that Mike Evans may be traded to the Indianapolis Colts. What would that look like? That. A beautiful dream, but a dream nonetheless. We'll talk about that a little bit and why it won't happen. Joseph Newgarden wins the Indianapolis 500. A very, very exciting, very fast race until it wasn't. And the Indianapolis Motor Speedway really dodged a bullet as fans dodged a tire on Sunday afternoon. Wow, could that have been horrifying? And IMS and IndyCar, they're going to look at the cause for that. I liked what Roger Penske said. It was interesting, and it's the way really smart people deal with issues of liability. Really, really smart. We'll go over that. The Heat, winners last night in a Game 7 that, they were up 3-0 in that series, lost the next three, went on the road in Boston, and got the win last night. And there were two reasons why that win occurred, and they were named Butler and Martin. And that was that. The Cubs are a disgrace to detail management, and we'll talk about that a little bit, what happened with the Chicago Cubs. This is Breakfast with Kent for Monday, May 30th, 2023, brought to you by the great people at Johnson's Plumbing. Hey, Jared Johnson's just the best plumber that there is. And if you want a great plumber, call him. If you want a mediocre plumber, call somebody else. Jared Johnson, 765-610-8809. That's the number. Smash that subscribe button. Punch the like button. Ring the bell. If you're a subscriber, ring the bell so you get an alert every time we go live. You don't want to miss anything, do you? Especially after a long holiday weekend. No, and if you want to make a donation, you make a donation. Very, very nice of you. All right. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts, the OTAs that are going to start tomorrow, run through Friday. It's another opportunity for us to see this team try to cobble together its roster. 12 rookies, not so many free agents, a lot of returning people. You've got the entire starting offensive line coming back, plus you've got some of the backups coming back. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We'll talk about that a little bit. I guess we just did talk about it a little bit. But you've got a lot of veterans. The starting defensive line is back. You're returning two starters, Jonathan Taylor and hopefully Shaquille Leonard. What are you going to get out of those guys? We're going to find out as this offseason continues to transpire. Leonard and Taylor at OTAs last week. I would assume they're going to be at OTAs this week. Not doing much, because why? Why would they? You save your bullets with those two guys until you really need them. Keep the powder dry. This is what you do. We learned that from all the Civil War movies we've ever watched. It's important who's healthy on September 10th. We don't need to see health. Minus one. One guy we would like to see healthy in these OTAs. We would like to see Josh Downs a little bit healthy, because I think every rep he gets with Anthony Richardson is really, really important. That would be good. For them to develop a little bit of chemistry together, that would be good. Josh Downs, a very, very talented wide receiver who caught 195 balls at North Carolina the last 2 years. Anthony Richardson, he just turned 21, going to be the starting quarterback for the Colts. They need to find a path toward being productive together. I also want to see Michael Pittman Jr. return to the field and develop some chemistry with Anthony Richardson. He, of course, has just had a son, he and his wife, and that son, not surprisingly, named Michael Pittman III. So there you go. Colts fans want Marvin Harrison Jr. to be drafted next year. Maybe in 20, 21 years, the Colts are in a position to draft Michael Pittman III as another generational wide receiver for the franchise. What we really want to see more than anything else is we want to see we want to see Anthony Richardson get really serious about his craft. And his craft being get his feet in the right position, his hips in the right position, his shoulder in the right position to deliver the football and do that every time. You don't have, in the NFL, you can't rely on your athleticism always to deliver the football. You've also got to be planted and aligned and ready to deliver and convert your weight into kinetic power and whatnot. And Anthony Richardson will do that about 3 out of 5 times. And the other 2 times, he's kind of slinging it. He's on his back foot and he's popping it sidearm, which is fine if you're Patrick Mahomes. It's not fine if you're anybody else at this point. We'll see if Anthony Richardson can become that kind of gifted deliverer of the football. If he is, okay. If he's not, stop working on shots you can't hit. You know, it's kind of like being at the driving range. This is, and it's me at the driving range. Like, if I go to the driving range, and I'm hitting, I start with wedges, of course, and then you work your way up to the long clubs, and you hit a couple of drivers. And if you got some balls left, like if I hit 3 drives and I do what I want with all 3, if they're all 3 straight and roughly at the target at which I'm hitting, then I think, oh, let's have some fun with the balls that are left. And I'm hitting like low punch draws. I'm hitting real high fades. I'm kind of whacking it from here. I'm bah. You know, this is what you do. This is a lack of discipline in honing your craft. This is like, hey, I'm a little bit bored doing this, so I'm going to try to do some other stuff that's wacky and see if I'm capable of doing it. Why? It doesn't help you play golf at a higher level, right? As a quarterback, sitting back there and at times where you're supposed to be working on fundamental placement of feet and alignment like I talked about, he's not. And that could wind up being a bit of a bother for the Colts. We'll see. Maybe I ask too much. Maybe we learned too much from Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning never wasted a rep, ever. Still wouldn't if he worked at playing quarterback. He's still trying to get a little bit sharper in the way he executes the fundamentals of the position. Anthony Richardson needs to get there. We're all different. We'll see what he does. Mike Evans to the Colts. This is an interesting trade for a couple of reasons. First of all, Mike Evans is only under team control for 1 more year. Then it's a couple of player options. So Mike Evans could become a free agent after this coming season. The Bucs, they don't want to lose him for nothing. So would the Bucs be interested in trading Mike Evans to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2nd and 3rd round pick in the 2024 draft? Would the Colts be interested in accepting Mike Evans for a 2nd and 3rd round pick? Look, Mike Evans is one of the best wide receivers in the game, one of the most consistent, one of the healthiest. 6'5", 230, he is a specimen. And he is really, really good at what he does. He has never had a year where he didn't account for 1,000 receiving yards. Not once. Now, once it was 1,001, and once it was like 1,007. So he's just barely crept across that finish line twice. But he is a really, really good, really, really competent, really, really consistent wide receiver. The Colts don't have an elite-level wide receiver. But like all of the reasons that exist for Evans not to re-sign with the Bucs exist for the Colts. So would the Colts want to spend a 2nd and a 3rd in order to get the services of Mike Evans for this coming year, a year where they don't really project to be terribly competitive? National media has them projected as the 4th overall pick next year. ESPN did. 4th overall. And that's not somebody waking up and having a dream. That's somebody executing the numbers. And that's ESPN analytics say that the Colts are going to have the 4th worst record in the NFL. So, that said, does that deter the Colts from dealing for Mike Evans? And the answer would be yes. You're not going to give up a 2nd and a 3rd, one likely starter and could be productive. If the Colts wind up where the national media says they're going to finish, that'd be the 36th overall pick. You're not going to give up the 36th overall pick and then whatever, the 66th or wait, no, 68th overall pick, whatever it winds up being. You're not going to give up those two picks to get a wide receiver for 1 year, a year where the Colts don't project to make the playoffs. That would just be silly. Mike Evans would walk into the building as the best wide receiver on this team without question. A guy who can be counted on to go get the ball in traffic. Mike Evans would be a terrific pickup for the Colts. He's going to turn 30 before this next season starts, so you expect at some point a diminution of skill level or athletic ability. But still, if you're the Colts, would you do it? If you think that you can be competitive this year, I think you would. We're going to find out whether the Colts think they can be competitive, because they are. They're several players away. And if they go out and try to plug one of those holes, and one of those holes is number one wide receiver, unless Josh Downs somehow fills the bill, or Michael Pittman or Alec Pierce can elevate their game, you still have that hole. That's just the way it is. And is Anthony Richardson, does he project to be good enough as a rookie to be able to utilize Mike Evans as a weapon at the level he would need to be utilized in order to make a second and a third rounder to Tampa pay dividends? Also a really, really good question. Joseph Newgarden won his first Indianapolis 500 for Roger Penske. Really quick race until then everyone went bonkers, started to get racy. Tires launched beyond the catch fence, and just by the grace of God, hit a car instead of people. Because a tire hits a person, they're going to die. That's just the way it is. Three were killed. One was killed at Indy, like in 1988. Three were killed in Charlotte in 1998 or 1999. Three were killed in a kart race up in Michigan in the late 90s by debris and a tire. You can't lose tires, have them go over the catch fence. Like I said, it hit a car. It hit a white Chevy. And hopefully they replace the car. Robin Matthews is the person who owns the car or owned the car. It had to be towed. Doug Bowles gave him a ride home. Nice of him. Roger Penske owns car dealerships. Give the guy a new car. Get him out of your hair. No liability. Let's go. Just be thankful that it was a car and not a person that got hit. What was Newgarden's win worth to Roger Penske? Does he write a check to himself? Or does he just say, you know what, it's all my money. I'm the owner. I write the check. I would cash a check. Why am I going to do that? It's a pass-through expense. You know, that's life in Roger Penske's world. I think we would all enjoy living there. Celtics, losers last night. They go down 3-0. They tie it at 3, force a game 7 at home, and then they crap the bed. They lose by 19, 103-84, all because of Caleb Martin and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Caleb Martin, do you know where he went to college? I'll give you a moment to ponder that. He went to Nevada. The Heat were 14 of 28 from beyond the arc, and Boston 9 of 42 from beyond the arc. That's all it is. It's defense, which leads the better defense, the lower shooting percentage, or you just miss open shots. If you miss open shots, you're going to lose games in the NBA. The Heat, they move on to the finals. Finals start on Thursday, game 1 Thursday, game 2 on Sunday. So playing one game over the next 4 or 5 days, that is going to benefit the Heat. They're going to be rested by the time we get to Sunday. Thursday might not be pretty, though. Philadelphia 76ers have hired Nick Nurse to be their coach. Cubs, a disgrace to detail. Billy Williams bobbleheads distributed on Saturday at Wrigley Field. What number was he wearing, these bobbleheads? number one. What? He's number 26. He's still at Wrigley Field occasionally in uniform, and the flag of his retired number hangs from the left field foul pole. How do you not know it's 26? First of all, it's a Cubs failure. Second of all, it's a failure by the bobblehead people who should have said, number one, somebody ought to know what Billy Williams' number wore, or what number Billy Williams wore. Gary, I was in between turns one and two and was relieved when I saw the tire clear the track. I'll bet you were. Like, you don't want to see. That tire flew 350 yards. You don't want to see that ever. But the Cubs, just a disgrace. And then Saturday, they lost to the Reds 8-5. Yesterday, they won 1-0. Marcus Stroman with a one-hit shutout. Good for him. Birthday's being celebrated today. Brenda Bishop Kyle, happy birthday. Scott Morrissey, happy birthday. Nick Williams, John Kiowski, the great John Sider, Camp Menominee alum. I assume he's going to the fantasy camp. Happy birthday to John. And happy birthday to Amy Harris, also celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. Lift each other. Don't pull each other down. Be good to each other. This is all we need. This is all we need right here, as long as we're good to each other. If we're bad to each other, we can turn this world into a mess. We will talk to you later today on the radio at 707wgclradio.com. Click to listen. And then about 4 o'clock this afternoon, might be a little bit later, we'll talk to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. I can't wait.